Okay. Well, let me give a few announcements before we get right into the subject matter of our call. Dave and I believe in education, and we believe that knowledge is power. And so if you like the information that you hear on this conference call tonight and you would like to share it with any friend, family member, or loved one, we highly encourage that you do so, and we try to make it as easy as possible for you to pass the information along, to re-access the information on this call. One way that we make it available is on our replay line, and you can access the replay line by calling 212-461-8911. Starting tomorrow, and this call will play for a full week. Also, you can log on to our website at www.phporder.com. Click on the Education tab, then click on Conference Calls, and you'll see all the list of conference calls that we've done over the past several months that you can click on. You can listen right there on your computer, or you can download them to an MP3 player, maybe listen while you exercise on your iPod, or burn them to a disc and play them in your car. Also, if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link. And what that enables you to do is, if you have a friend or family member that this subject matter you think may resonate with them, or they could benefit from the subject matter, you can just forward that right on to them and say, hey, you might find this interesting. Please click on it and take a listen. And so we try to make it just as easy as possible for you to re-listen to the information, to educate yourself, and share that information with others. So I just want to get that briefly out of the way, and we'll mention it again before the end of the call, how to share the information.
Definitely, and just in case you said those numbers a little bit fast, and not a criticism, but I was just trying to listen in, and if you could say it one more time, I know that some people may want to write that down.
Sure, that number is 212-461-8911.
Perfect.
Okay, awesome. And I'll repeat that number at the end as well.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Amy, when I check my messages, I get some messages, and I love everybody out there, so nobody take this wrong, but it goes something like this, and I know you've gotten them. This is Dave, and I was wondering if you could call me back. My number is 562-359-9584.
I know.
And I'm like, whoa, you know. So,
whoa, say that again.
And I think it's because people are really familiar with their number, you know, and the numbers that they're reciting, you know. And but they don't realize that it might take us a little longer. So
absolutely.
Thank you for doing that.
That's funny. Well, let's go ahead and get our call started tonight. Did you put it into the moderator mode by any chance?
I did, yes.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Platinum Health Products Wednesday night product education conference calls. We get together each and every Wednesday night, except last Wednesday because it was a holiday, the 4th of July, and we talk about health issues, health concerns. We talk about products. We talk about philosophy, and we just try our very best to provide you with educational tools that you can use to make decisions in your own life. We believe in common sense nutrition. We believe in what God and Mother Nature put on this earth can, if you give your body the right nutrients, if you give your body the right tools, your body can heal itself. And we don't provide medical advice, but we do provide information for you to make informed decisions and choices about your health. And my name is Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we're lucky to have with us on the line each and every Wednesday David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products, and he just has an incredibly vast knowledge of nutrition. He's been in this industry over 20 years. He's a recognized author, radio personality, and he's traveled the world lecturing about nutrition and whole food nutrition and just health and holistic healing. So thank you, Dave, so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us each and every Wednesday. We're just really thrilled with all the information that you are sharing with us.
Well, it really is important. Like I remember, and I appreciate everything you said. It was I was talking to a group in Germany, and we, you know, I mentioned at the end, I said, you know, my name's Dave, I'm a part-time educator, but I'm a full-time student. And I think that if we realize that in life we're always far more of a student than we are a teacher, and we need to take the things that we do learn that are really profound and the things that are important to us, the things that we think might benefit other people, to talk about. And, you know, maybe for some people they like to talk about what they saw on you know, on TV the night before on Desperate Housewives or whatever, and that's cool and that's nice conversation. But I think that many times, as I said, at taking the role of teacher, at times all of us do that. It's only because we spent so much time as a student learning. And so I just want to let you know that while I really do enjoy the time that we spend together, Amy, sharing this information with people, the only way that you and I can share this information with them is because of the hours and hours that we spend gathering and sifting through information. And I hope that everybody understands that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that you know, it's a lifelong mission to learn and educate yourself, to make sure that you are sharing the most up-to-date, you know, information with the public. So I greatly respect that, and I know all of our listeners. So let's get into what the call is all about tonight. And the call is about two new packages that we put together. We call them the Basic Nutrition Pack, and we call them the Pyramid Pack. And why don't we just start out, Dave, and why don't we just give a little description on why do we put packs together in the first place, and then what exactly is the Basic Nutrition Pack?
Well, the Basic Nutrition Pack, was that a question for me, or was that a philosophical question?
Well, you know what, let's just talk for a minute, you know, what are packs? Why did we put packs together before we get started?
Okay, well, I think the reason we put the packs together is so that when people call in to us and they say, you know, I'm not sure where to start, you know, I really feel okay, you know, I don't have a specific condition that I want advice about, I just want to feel better, I want to, you know, improve my life nutritionally, and that is Basic Nutrition and the Basic Nutrition Pack. And I think we tried to create a pack that would really benefit the widest number of people with the Basic Nutrition Pack. It has should have the widest appeal. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, well, basically, I also wanted to talk about just packages in general. We have, just for a quick moment, you know, if you go onto our website, you can click on packages at phporder.com, and you can see groupings of products that Dave and I have put together, and for specific ailments or for specific, you know, reasons, like there's an anti-aging pack, there's a fitness pack, there's a weight loss pack. But then it came around is, what if I don't want to lose weight? What if, you know, I don't need to boost my immune system, or I'm not looking to do something specific. I'm just interested in general health, and I'm a little bit confused because there's so many products on your website. There's so many products in the catalog, and so as suggestions from our members, you know, we kind of talked about it and said, well, why don't we put together a basic nutrition pack, something that anyone and everyone can benefit from, you know, just like you described. And we picked, you know, what we feel like are super potent, powerful products to put in this basic nutrition pack. And because people ask us all the time, what should I start with? I don't really know. I'm confused. And so that's what we tried to do, and that's what we're trying to do on tonight's call, is explain that a little bit, that if you are consulting with someone, if you're talking to someone, a friend or family member, and they just say, I don't know, and they just throw their hands up in the air, and they say, I'm too confused, I'm too overwhelmed, I'm just done with this. You can say, hey, wait a minute, let's go to this basic nutrition pack, and if you take this basic nutrition pack, you will feel a difference. Dave and Amy put this together to meet people's needs, you know, for what it's called, basic nutrition.
Well, that was said so much better than I did, so thank you very much. what is in the basic nutrition pack, specifically product-wise?
Product-wise, we have our Sea from Nature, we have our Apatha Cherry, and we have our organic Kamut blend. And people will probably think, wow, yeah, that is basic nutrition, because in every battle plan, your organic Kamut blend is the cornerstone of every battle plan. You hear Cherry talked about so often, and you hear Super Nature talked about all the time, because vitamin C is such a well-known and popularized nutrient. Those, we can talk in a minute about some of the dangers of the vitamin C that you find on, you know, the drugstore shelf. So we wanted to provide an all-natural food-based vitamin C, which is completely our philosophy, to get your nutrients through food versus synthetic vitamins.
Exactly. Well, so if you were, like, if I think if it were to be, you know, presented to me, I'd look at it and I'd say, wow, you know, there, we all know that, you know, that green vegetables, you know, I mean, right, you could call it Genesis 1:29. I always say, you know, I've given you the, you know, the grasses of the field and the fruits of the vine, you know, and or the trees, you know, and those are to be your sustenance. And I mean, then you look and we've given you, you know, the tart cherry concentrate, arguably the most potent fruit on the face of the earth without rival.
Right. Absolutely.
And secondly, the Kamut wheatgrass blend. I mean, wheatgrass juice and alfalfa and oatgrass juice are absolutely the finest green leafy, you know, nutrient sources on the face of the earth without question. And so that having been said, that is, you know, we know we need fruits and vegetables. It says right in Genesis 1:29, green leaves and fruit are your sustenance, and we've taken care of that. And as you said, in the third item is demonstrative of our whole food philosophy, and in fact is might even be considered in a way a flagship of that philosophy, because it is out there challenging the conventional wisdom that more is better. You know, Amy, if I told you, would you rather have $5,000 or $75, what would you say?
I would say $5,000.
Okay. And you even hesitated. See, most people wouldn't need to hesitate except to think this is a trick question. Right?
That's what I was going to say. Okay. And, do I get the whole $5,000 today or do I have to take it over time?
Exactly. That's a dollar a day for $5,000. But even that, I'd take it if they had to do it that way. Auto deposit. But the bottom line is that that in people's minds, in a more is better
society,
you know, philosophy in society, and because vitamin C is seen as having value, you want more of something with value. Money has value. You want more. Vitamin C has value. You want more. But see, in our whole food philosophy, we educate people that not all of vitamin C is created equal. In fact, some vitamin C is masquerading as vitamin C and, in fact, is not vitamin C at all. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think if you don't know, you'd be shocked at what vitamin C actually is or where it's derived from or made synthetically in a laboratory from.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that a lot of people don't realize that vitamin C comes from corn and corn syrup. It's like starts out almost as fructose,
mm-hmm.
And then that fructose or the corn syrup is treated, you know, with certain compounds, hydrochloric acid being the most important one, and that chemically converts it into ascorbic acid, and ascorbic acid is chemically similar to vitamin C.
And what's one of the most common allergens out there?
Is corn.
And what's one of the most commonly genetically modified organisms out there?
Is corn.
Right, exactly.
And you really think that they're out there going, okay, well, let's segregate this corn because we're going to make vitamin C corn syrup out of it? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So, and the thing is that, like, if you take natural source vitamin C, it's very effective and bioavailable in the body. But if you take synthetic vitamin C, then it is actually necessary to take 10 times more of the synthetic type. So let's say you want, 60 or 100 milligrams of vitamin C, because scientific studies show that that's highly beneficial to the body, prevents scurvy, you know, helps fight off diseases and illnesses. But to take the synthetic type, you need 10 to 12 times that much. So you find yourself taking 500 to 1,000
milligrams.
And some people go crazy and go, well, if 1,000 is good, then 5,000 must be even better. Right?
Exactly. But and what you're really doing is giving yourself a big dose of genetically modified corn.
Exactly. I refer to it as the salt in the soup philosophy on nutrition, Amy. Soup is really lousy without some salt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody could tell you that. But as soon as you pass that threshold where there's too much salt, you
can't even eat
the stuff.
Yeah.
And even when you're at the threshold where it's getting too salty, it just isn't good anymore.
Right.
And so the bottom line is that your body is far more complex than soup. And you really need to understand that if you put too much of anything in your body, it's not going to be good for you. This is proven over and over. We know it through the examples of, like, alcohol, or the examples of, let's say, this guy eating too many hot dogs the other day, Kobayashi. You can't have too much of anything. So not to belabor the point, Amy, and I'm sorry if I took too long, but I just wanted to really remind people what our philosophy is and how vitamin C is, in that way, the flagship for natural vitamin C, because it comes from three different foods. One that is used commonly as an herb in India called amla for 5,000 years, the most revered herb, and science proves that it's nature's highest source of vitamin C.
Right.
In Europe, they used things like rose hips, and they used things like acerola berries to get vitamin C. And in South America, they were using camu camu. And we bring these three culturally and geographically diverse forms of potent, anciently revered foods. I mean, this is no coincidence, you know. It really is a great product, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a product that I use every day. It's a product that Dave uses every day. And, you know, again, as we're talking, the beautiful thing about it is you do not need 500 milligrams. You need three capsules, and that gives you over the RDI of natural vitamin C. Because if you go eat an orange, you're not getting 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C. Mother Nature, God did not intend for us, like Dave was saying earlier, to have that much in a serving of fruit or in a serving of food, long before there ever was a chemical laboratory that could manufacture vitamin C. There were oranges, there were cherries, there were amla berries. In South America, there was camu camu. And people were getting these nutrients, and, you know, just the way that Mother Nature and God intended.
I think what Amy's saying, and it's really clear, is that people were drawn to the foods that healed them. They didn't have a chemist to tell them why.
Right, exactly. But because of all this external stimuli, we have lost our senses. Animals still have it. Animals in the wild still have it. But North Americans, Westerners, we certainly have lost it, our senses, because half the time we're craving coffee and stimulants and caffeine and sugar and things like that when our bodies really need nutrients that we're severely lacking, but we're just confused. But thousands of years ago, before we were also confused with all this external stimuli, our humankind was drawn to the foods that would heal and would keep people sustained and nourished.
Exactly. So why would you say, let's talk about another berry, another form of fruit, the cherry, because we have three forms of fruit in our vitamin C. Now, we have another fruit, though, that is arguably, and I say arguably, I say hands down.
I would agree with you, hands down.
Why don't you just explain a little bit about why we felt compelled to put the tart cherry in the basic nutrition pack, the one we'd want everybody to have that shows them, you know, what our best products are?
Well, the cherry is amazing. It's a product that I take every day. It's a product that Dave takes every day. The cherry has the highest antioxidant rating of anything that I know of. You compare this to Noni, you compare this to that Monavie, however you say that. You compare this to goji or any of those other things that are Zango.
Acai, mangosteen, goji, wolfberry, you name them all. Nothing. Even all of a serving of all of them combined, if you take those five other things, would probably not, in fact, I could guarantee, would not equal a single serving of tart cherry.
So the cherry is just super potent antioxidant rating. The cherry is anti-inflammatory. The cherry has parallel alcohol, which parallel alcohol has been shown in cancer studies just to combat and fight all types of cancer that it's been studied on. And now we're not saying that cherries will cure your cancer by any means, but there is a phytochemical that is naturally occurring in the cherries that has been proven to fight cancer. Cherry has melatonin.
And the thing is, Amy, that is actually not a phytochemical. Parallel alcohol is produced in our body. It is an immune, produced by our immune system to fight cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's a natural part of tart cherries. Now, I think that you know, that shows what an amazing food it is, you know.
Absolutely. And then another thing that the cherry is absolutely amazing for is its natural melatonin content. It is one of the highest, if not the highest, sources of naturally occurring melatonin as a food source. And as many of us know, melatonin is can help you get a deeper, more restful sleep by helping balance your circadian rhythms. And I don't know anyone that couldn't use a little bit more restful, deeper sleep. How about you, Dave?
Oh, yeah. And Amy, we live in a society where people need more time. Here's the crazy part. I will give everybody 2 more hours a day. Imagine, Amy, if we could tell people, do you want 2 more hours a day? Because when you're taking the tart cherry, 2 tablespoons, 30 minutes to an hour before bed, by the 3rd or 4th night, you are getting more restful sleep out of 6 hours than anyone otherwise gets out of 8 hours, and you have just found 2 extra hours a day, considering the fact that most people have somewhere around 15 productive hours in a day maximum. You have now increased your productivity by over 12.5%.
Wow, I could use that.
Absolutely, I use it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and again, the USDA says it. There's the Cancer Institute says that we have to, as a society, consume more fruits and more vegetables. And you're hearing all the time on the news, you're hearing all the time in the media, magazines, and on the TV, you need to consume the deeper, darker, pigmented fruits, berries, vegetables, because that's where the phytochemical nutrition is. And so when you look at this deep, dark, rich, burgundy almost color, cherry concentrate, you know that it's full of good things for your body.
Well, let's run down a checklist, and I challenge, and I just want to go down the quick ABCs of tart cherry.
Okay.
Number one, tart cherry is 100% pure without additives or preservatives. There are no sweeteners, and there are no artificial colorings.
And it tastes amazing.
Yeah, compare that to Mona V, and you'll be really surprised. Tart cherry is the highest in oxygen radical absorbance capacity. There's an acronym called ORAC, and what that means is this food provides you with phytochemicals capable of going in and defending your cells from damage done by cancer-causing compounds, by aging compounds, by things that break down your cells, and this food literally protects you from them so powerfully that the Human Aging Institute, a government-founded research institute, which helps establish FDA guidelines on food consumption, stated that if the foods you consume in each day of your life add up to 5,000 oxygen radical absorbance units, if the foods are potent enough to fight these oxygen radicals, 5,000 measurable units, then you could reduce aging and disease significantly. I believe the number they used was 80%. We give you not 5,000, but
7,000
ORAC units
in one serving.
Per serving.
Exactly. So if you take the cherry, if you take the greens, if you take the vitamin C, and you eat sensibly, you're so far ahead of the pack.
Absolutely. Ellagic acid is the reason why people have pomegranates. There's more ellagic acid in tart cherry. Anthocyanidins are the anti-inflammatory compounds, the reason why people have blueberries. More anthocyanidins in tart cherry than blueberries. And we could really go on and on because
flavonoids, isoquinoline, queratin, just like you said, on and on. It's just a super powerhouse of phytochemicals.
Your skin, oh my goodness, your skin is going to love it. And believe it or not, here's the most amazing thing about cherry. we were getting calls from people saying, but wait a minute, tart cherry has sugar in it, and I'm trying to avoid sugars. And I said, wow, you know, that's a legitimate concern. If people are worried about diabetes, you know, then they shouldn't have the tart cherry.
I believe there's just been a new study that comes out that kind of that addresses that.
That was the coolest part, was a study came out and said that tart cherry actually helps what's called metabolic syndrome. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with these terminologies, metabolic syndrome is a fancy name for insulin resistance. Insulin resistance is another name for?
Diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes, exactly. It's not a pancreatic issue like type 1. It's insulin resistance caused by food, correctable by food. Tart cherries is one of those powerful foods that can reverse it. So not necessarily correct for type 1, although it still can be beneficial, but for type 2, absolutely proven to be beneficial. So now, obviously, we just wrote an entire book on green food called The Green Food Bible. We hope that everybody has had a chance to check into it. But if not, get our free CD called The Healing Miracle of Green Food. And that will be more than enough to explain to you. This company was built around green food. It was built for the purposes of spreading the message about living food and whole foods, of which green food are the foundation. Because of that, there can be no other choice. When we started the Basic Nutrition Pack, we don't even have to go there. It was it. It was stated already before the pack was ever thought of. It must start with green.
Absolutely.
And we chose the green kamut. Do you want to explain a little bit about that?
Well, kamut is an ancient non-crossbred, non-hybridized variety of wheat. And so what we do is we grow wheatgrass from this superior wheat berry, this non-crossbred, non-hybridized variety of wheat. And so basically we have a powerhouse wheatgrass. We also blend it with alfalfa and oat grass, which alfalfa is very potent in minerals because the roots go so deep down in the soil. They go past the topsoil. They can go up to 50 feet deep, and they're picking up minerals and trace minerals that just aren't in the topsoil anymore. And then oat grass is a phenomenal cereal grass as well that has a higher lipid content, and it actually is somewhat sweet, so it provides a very nice flavor to balance out, to kind of mellow out the more bitter tasting alfalfa. So the organic kamut blend is just an awesome all around blend of juice powders. What we do is we harvest the grasses, we juice them through like a giant screw press mechanism. Like imagine a champion juicer the size of your bedroom. So all the grasses get juiced through that, and then that juice gets vacuum dehydrated at a very low temperature so it doesn't damage any of the enzymes. And so what you get is a very light, very fluffy, pure juice powder that mixes instantaneously, well, not instantaneously, but it mixes 100% with, you know, juice or water, and it doesn't leave that weird residue. It's not gritty in your mouth, and it just is really, really pleasant to take. We do recommend that you shake it versus stir it, because you can sit there and stir for a long time. But when you shake it, it dissolves 100%. It's 100% water soluble, and it's my favorite product in the line. It's kind of the cornerstone of the whole company. 12 years ago or 14 years ago, when Dave started the company, it was based on a kamut grass product. So this is kind of the whole reason that Dave and the company is here right now is because he wanted to promote a kamut product, which was the most superior wheatgrass he could find on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very well said. So in summary, would you say that, you know, like anybody should and could benefit from this pack? I mean, I couldn't imagine anyone who wouldn't.
Absolutely, because from the green drink, just real quick, in case people haven't read the book or listened to the CD, you're going to get energy, natural energy, not like you're on a caffeine buzz and then you fall down. You're going to get natural energy. Your digestion is going to improve. I mean, so many things, energy, endurance.
Oh, my God, your skin tone. I mean, just think about it. You're taking all these bioflavonoids, all these antioxidants, all this oxygen-enhancing, alkalizing food, and it's just going to totally change your skin tone. As you said, it's going to give you energy. It's going to make your eyes bright. It's going to make your hair, skin, and nails grow and seem nicer, your digestion, your elimination, things like body odor. I mean, that just the things that are going to be normalized and regulated and you know, somehow benefit from this packet are just really phenomenal.
So for the person that says, well, I don't have any particular ailments, but, you know, I'm just an average Joe, this is the pack for them. These are the three products where they may not feel a burst of energy in the next hour, but this is what we used to tell people all the time when we meet people at trade shows. We'd say, this is so natural. It's going to balance your energies naturally. You take this, and if you don't believe it's helping you, you know, you don't see anything drastic, you finish your bottle, and then you stop taking it for a couple days, and then you see how you feel, because it's such a gradual, natural energy that a lot of people don't just go, whoa, I'm just buzzing, you know, because it is so gradual. But if you don't have it for a couple days, you're like, whoa, I really miss that. I can really tell the difference now. And that is definitely a true testimonial, in that so many people have said, wow, I can't be without this. I was without it for a week or so, and I just don't want to be without it.
Exactly. You know, and then to sum it all up, I'd say there are chronic degenerative diseases are responsible for 90% of the deaths in America today. The silent killers that lead to chronic degenerative diseases are the buildup of acids in the body, lactic and uric acid. It is inflammation in the body, and it is, in addition to that, it is free radical damage to the body. Those are the things that take the toll on our cells, our organs, and our life. We are addressing all three of those silent killers with this product. The short-term energy Amy describes is real. The increase in sleep, you know, productivity is phenomenal. The reduction of normal body aches and pains is absolutely measurable. But the real reason for this basic nutrition pack is to help us accomplish for you our ultimate goal, which is to live a long life free from disease.
Absolutely.
That's why we put it together.
Absolutely. And as Dave mentioned before, please check out the book, The Green Foods Bible. You can order that online at www.phporder.com. If you haven't received a free copy of the Healing Miracle of Green Foods CD, please call into customer service at 888-747-6733, just the main customer service number, and ask us to send you a free copy of the Healing Miracle of Green Food. That's an amazing educational tool that we hope all of you will take a listen to. It talks all about why we should be doing green foods on a daily basis. So, well, that talks about our basic nutrition pack, and that is just, if somebody says, I don't want to take a bunch of stuff, you know, just give me the basics. But let's move on and talk a little bit more about our other package. And our other package, again, that we're going to talk about tonight is a reflection of our philosophy. And our philosophy is that the body was built to be sustained with foods, not with synthetic chemicals from a laboratory. And so what you have to do is you have to pick the best foods from the basic categories. And so our government has tried to help us by putting together this wonderful food pyramid. They've changed it and they modified it many, many times over the years. And many people have said, well, that's kind of junk. We don't even know if that's for real. But we do give credence to the food pyramid. And so that's why we've put together what we call the pyramid pack. And Dave, why don't you expand a little bit more about why we put together this food pyramid pack and kind of how it's a reflection of our philosophy.
Well, our philosophy, as Amy said, is that, you know, that food is the answer. But even beyond that is that we want to allow you, again, to live a long life free from disease. And we have discovered what it is that causes premature death. And by premature death, that should be anything less than 100 years old, in
Absolutely.
My opinion. Now, imagine, you know, Amy, we recycle. I know I do at my house. I don't know whether you do at your house, but I know that we do at work. And in the recycling, we separate paper, and we separate glass, plastic, and metal. And then we go and we realize there's very little trash left.
Left, right.
Okay, now think about it, because all of those things are going to be used again and again because they're renewable. Well, think about when you eat food. I want you to think about all of the things that you eat as being like, it's basically you put it in your mouth and your body has to decide what could I use and what is trash, okay? And the purpose of your body is to separate the trash and eliminate it. That's detoxification. And then and the other parts are used to rebuild and refortify or refortification. So there's detoxification and refortification, and your body needs to decide which is which. Now, in the digestive process, your body uses enzymes to and gastric juices to break food down into basic components: sugars, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, etc. And once it does that, bacteria will surround and eliminate those compounds which are toxic, and enzymes will guide the beneficial compounds into our blood or where they need to go, whether it be one of our organs for further processing. The bottom line is that in the net game, at the end of the day, when you eat a food, you need to stop and ask, what is its net effect on my body? Is it an efficient food, a highly efficient food, whereby a percentage of it that is good is greater than the percentage of it that is bad? Now, what Amy and I are going to illustrate to you, that the higher the metabolic efficiencies of a food, and this is what my food philosophy is based upon, the one that Amy espouses as well, the higher the metabolic efficiency of a food, then the greater it will contribute to your wellness and your longevity. And so if you look at the foods we've already described, tart cherry concentrate, the positive impact that you get for the number of calories that you put into your body, and the amount of waste from the tart cherry juice is almost minimal.
Nothing. Exactly.
I would say 5% or less of tart cherry juice in any way, shape, or form needs to be eliminated as waste from your body, and 95% is utilized in a beneficial way in your body.
Absolutely.
I would say that Kamut, I'm sorry, Amy Lynn, I didn't
No, absolutely, I'm agreeing with you 100%.
And what about the greens, Amy? Where
same.
Do you think they would go on a metabolic efficiency?
I think the exact same, you know, 90 to 95%.
Now, the C from nature might be more average for, not average by any means. It is a superstar, superfood, but it may be a little lower, maybe 80%, because it's inside of a gelatin capsule. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But look at that compared to, why don't you just name a food, Amy, and we'll guess its metabolic efficiency. Let's say a Big Mac.
Oh, my.
Like, come on. What?
I don't know, maybe 20%?
I'd say 20 to 25%. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, ice cream.
Oh, my Lord. Like 5% maybe?
I mean, I know there's some calcium in there, but other than that, I don't know. Yeah.
And I mean, because your body needs sugar
your
on
body,
some level.
Right, right.
And your body needs the protein that's going to be in the way of the milk byproduct.
Right, right.
So let's say 5 to 10% with 90% of it being being wasteful. And what if it's not just wasteful, but what if it takes a metabolic toll? Let's say it causes a spike in your blood sugar, and which leads to insulin resistance and ultimately leads to diabetes. You see, just like the positive foods ultimately lead to repair of your tissue, the negative foods ultimately lead to the breakdown of the tissue.
Degeneration, exactly.
Yes.
And so let's say something like maybe an apple, which is good. An apple's good, but...
But a lot of it's fiber.
A lot of it's fiber, which has to be eliminated and processed out of the body.
Mm-hmm. So let's say that
maybe 60% good.
60-70% good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the 30% that's bad is serving a beneficial purpose. That's the beautiful thing. It's not even bad. It's metabolic waste. And apple fiber is
it's
one
great.
Of the. It stabilizes blood glucose and cleans toxins out of your body. So could we really say that that's waste?
No. I mean, it's good. It's good way. So, right. Absolutely.
So it has a metabolic efficiency of 60%, but its metabolic waste is beneficial?
Right, right.
So imagine having foods whose waste is beneficial. That's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, well, let's get in and talk about, like we talked about our cherry, we talked about the organic kamut blend, that the waste is almost nil, it's almost nothing.
So in the food pyramid, that would take care of your fruits and your vegetables.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so another huge component of the food pyramid is the carbohydrate component.
Absolutely. Now, what else other, what is there any more metabolically efficient carbohydrate than a super slow-burning polysaccharide carbohydrate that forms a beta-glucan gel, beta-glucan, which leads to a four-hour release of every bit of the carbohydrate. Now, let's say that you look and you go, wow, Amy, you know, this has 15 grams of carbohydrates. And this has 15 grams of carbohydrates. But what people don't know is that if those carbohydrates turn into sugar, which most do very quickly, then they literally take a metabolic toll on your body because they either get stored as fat or they spike the blood sugar. Two very negative things. This comes from carbohydrates. That's right, fat is energy stored from carbohydrates sometimes. It doesn't just come from fat. And so the bottom line is, Amy, as a metabolically efficient food, the activated barley is off the chart, 400% more metabolically efficient than the next closest complex carbohydrate. And that's phenomenal. Now, it has beta-glucan 1,3,1,6, which is an immune-boosting beta-glucan. It has a lot of enzyme in the form of superoxide dismutase, which is a free radical scavenging enzyme, which would contribute to a ORAC type of effect. And of course, it has the fibers, which can pick up cholesterol and eliminate toxins from the body. So if you look at the metabolic efficiency of activated barley as a carbohydrate, it is nearly 100% metabolically efficient. No other carbohydrate in the world is more than 25 to 30% metabolically efficient. That's pretty phenomenal.
It's amazingly phenomenal. Yeah, activated barley is, again, one of our favorite products, and that's why it made it into this food pyramid pack.
Now, activated barley is so amazing that it is used by the United Nations, where they give 1 to 2 tablespoons a day to keep people alive during droughts and famines.
Exactly.
So, or in wars and all of that. So it's just, you know, it just really is phenomenal. And so that takes care of your whole grain. It is an organic whole grain that has been pre-sprouted, what's called germinated, and then frozen in time, suspended animation, so that all of the energy after it's been germinated that it was about to spend creating the sprout is now instead given to your body, thus the metabolic efficiency of which we speak. This is a patented product, as is the next product, one that Amy and I both love, one that I am taking right now.
Is that your bottle of Master Amino?
You recognize the shape.
Yeah, and so the next category is protein. And protein is one of those things that when we talk about metabolic efficiency, it's really tough to get high-quality protein that does not tax your body. The digestion of protein is one of the hardest processes that your body has to go through, and it's very, very difficult on the kidneys. And so this next product called Master Amino is an amazing product that has a 99.9% metabolic efficiency, and that is absolutely unheard of for protein.
Of course, because the most efficient proteins we know, things like pea protein and microprocessed filtered whey protein, one of our favorites, you know, that isn't Master Amino's, you know, egg whites, you know, beans and rice. These are the best protein sources after Master Amino's, and they're 50% metabolically efficient. You know, and they're the best after Master Amino's, from 50 to 99.5.
Wow.
That's a big gap.
That's
like winning. That's like running a mile, Amy, and finishing it while everybody else still has 2 laps to go.
Exactly, exactly. No, it's absolutely amazing, this patented product that our friend Dr. Luca Moretti has spent his lifetime researching. Dr. Luca's been a guest on our conference call several times and to talk about this product more in depth, but it's just an absolutely amazing product that I can't even say enough about how wonderful it is.
And here's the great part is that when you look at meat as an efficient protein, you've got to just, when compared to Master Aminos, you got to shudder, because when your body eats meat, you get about 40% metabolic efficiency, and the 60% that's left behind turns into urea or uric acid, which is one of the most toxic, damaging compounds, as you know, Amy, that the body ever encounters.
Exactly. It's very tough on the kidneys. It can cause gout, which is a very painful condition. And
And renal failure.
And renal failure, absolutely.
And as you know, the reason why Master Aminos is in the physician's desk reference is because it is so amazing that people sitting in a hospital bed that haven't exercised in years, that are suffering from something called muscle wasting, they try to give them protein to build their muscle. They can't because their kidneys don't function. And the only thing that they could give them is the Master Aminos, and they develop muscle while laying down in bed.
That's pretty amazing. So imagine what it can do for a healthy, active person that is moderately exercising. Or
I don't want to. I just want to lay down in bed.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So again, that is the protein. We've got the protein, the carbohydrate. We've got
the fruit. We've got the vegetable. And so that leaves us with the little tippy top of the food pyramid, and that is your fats and oils category.
Exactly. Now, fats and oils, you know, we had two approaches here, and we had to make a decision. The first approach was, okay, do we give people the flax seeds for the healthy fat, the omega-3 GLA fat, or do we give them in the pack, that is, do we give them the coconut oil? Because we didn't want to, you know, put both in. We decided that you need both, that we provide both. And in every category, in the protein category, we might have recommended spirulina, which I didn't mention, which has a 65% net nitrogen utilization. And the 35% that's left behind is our vitamins and minerals and enzymes and and phycocyan. So spirulina is a high-efficiency food with a highly digestible protein. And if Master Aminos didn't exist, we could recommend that. There's always going to be, we have more than one alternative in every category. In the activated barley category, the carbohydrate, we could have recommended the rice bran solubles, which is a wonderful substitution. But we wanted to choose the one that would be most functional in people's lives. And we figured that coconut oil, because you could cook with it, because you could rub it on your body, you could moisturize with it, because you could eat it to help your thyroid, you could eat it to help fight parasites. You could eat it to increase athletic performance because it helps burn fat and because it is immune boosting. We felt that it really warranted being in the food pyramid pack. It is, to my estimation, 99% metabolically efficient.
Exactly. Not to mention it tastes great.
Now, remember that most vegetable oils become rancid,
right,
and animal fats are one of the lowest metabolic efficiencies of anything you could put in your mouth. And, of course, hydrogenated oils or fats are actually straight-up poison. So as fats go, and Amy, do you realize just how metabolically efficient these foods are and how they could relieve the burden from your body of having to digest and process so many less efficient foods in order to meet your body's needs for nutrition?
Absolutely. I mean, it's quite incredible when you look at it, this powerhouse of nutrition that you're getting from the activated barley, from the green kamut, from the apothe cherry, the Master Amino, and the tropic oil. The powerhouse of nutrition with such little residue or waste.
And so low calorie.
So low calorie, absolutely.
So low calorie, low metabolic waste, extremely high energy factors, extremely high phytochemical profile, extremely high metabolic efficiency. This is what we are talking about, guys. When we say superfood, when Amy and I keep using that term superfood, this is the super of which we speak.
Absolutely. That's a very good way to sum that up. And I wanted to also mention with a tropic oil, you can cook with it. You can, if you're doing a smoothie, you can put it in the blender to get it into the smoothie to get it that way. You can eat a tablespoon of it. Just you can kind of eat it just right off a spoon to get it into your diet. You can melt it and you can rub it on toast. You can put it in your oatmeal. Like if you're not familiar with how you could incorporate that tropic oil into your regular diet, it's very easy. It's very easy to get that in there.
Those are some really great suggestions. And, you know, even though I'm not big on dairy products, I do like raw butter. And I will take the raw butter and I'll mix it 50-50 with my virgin organic coconut oil, which is also raw. And I now have a delicious spread. And remember, the fats in butter actually help your brain and your body absorb antioxidants. A lot of people don't know that.
Absolutely.
And so we just want people to know that, you know, you could use it creatively, and it's antiviral, antifungal, you know, and it is just great, used in so many different ways.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for all that information. You know, we're running a little bit short on time, and I know we wanted to get some questions and answers in. So is there anything you wanted to say in summary before we open up the phone and get a couple questions and answers in here tonight?
I just want to say that that this, while it may not seem to be the most important call to most people, from a philosophy standpoint of our company, I think it is extremely demonstrative of what we all stand for. And I think that as a call that is listened to on the replay line, I think it is one that should become one of the more popular, because not because I think that you and I did such a phenomenal job, although I think you did do you know, a phenomenal job. I'm saying it is because the information is so basic.
Right.
It is so, you know, so clear how these foods reflect our food philosophy. I just believe that it can help recruit new converts to our message, and I hope that people will encourage people to listen to the replay line. That is my summary.
Well, let me give the replay line number again. And so grab a pen if you didn't write this down before. You can call 212-461-8911. And this call will be available at that number starting tomorrow, and it will play for an entire week. Also, we will post this call up on our website. You can go to www.phporder.com, and you can check it out under the Education tab on the website. And if we have your email address on file, we will email you out the web link. So you can just click right there on that, listen to it right there on your computer. You can forward that email along to anyone in your address book that you think may find that information interesting. So please share the information. Please pass it along, because that's what Dave and I believe in. We believe in education. We believe that knowledge is power, and that's our philosophy. That's our goal, is to just share the information that we've learned about health and healing and having a long life free from disease.
Absolutely. And so so that having been said, I'm going to go ahead and unlock the moderator line, unless there's any last thoughts that you wish to share.
You know what? I just wanted to say also, everyone, visit the website. Check out the calendar for the upcoming conference calls. We're going to have some really exciting ones over the summer. Check out, we've got a new product in the works that we're coming out with in August, so you're definitely going to want to stay tuned. Stay close by. You know, check your emails and stay up to date with the conference calls, because you don't want to miss these up-and-coming conference calls over the summer, because we're going to have some really good information.
Fantastic. That having been said, let me unlock the call. And Amy, thank you for your contributions tonight, in case I don't get a chance to say so later on. And everyone who has taken their time out of their valuable schedules, sincere appreciation for being with us tonight. It is so amazing to know that this family of like-minded, well-intentioned, and educated people are coming together, truly, I believe, to make a difference in the world, to change the world, even if it's one person at a time, even if that person is us. And I'm just so proud to be part of it, and I'm proud to be associated with all of you. So thank you.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. Awesome. Well, do we have any questions out there tonight? Oh, and can I also say, if everybody could hit star 6 on their phone, that'll block out your background noise. And then if you have a question, you can hit star 6 again, and then you'll be able to talk freely, and it just makes it easier for everyone to hear. So thank you.
Again, if I could get everyone who is not interested in asking a question to hit star 6, it will make this possible. So let's try this one more time.
Awesome. Okay, do we have any questions out there tonight? Can anybody hear us? Any questions?
Hello?
Any questions out there tonight?
Let me try one more time.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, great. I think we were having a technical difficulty there for a moment.
Yes, your brilliant leader was hitting star 6.
Oh, whoops. Okay, we've got about a couple minutes for questions, so if anyone has a question, go ahead and ask.
This is Carolyn Hart. I didn't have a question. I just wanted to tell you that I even though I've heard almost all of your calls for a year now, I learn something every time I tune in, and I'm just so grateful for all that you put into these calls.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We really appreciate
it. And I'm passing that replay number on to as many people as possible, and I'm getting good feedback.
Oh, cool.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah, Amy.
Yes.
Mary, how are you doing?
Hi, Mary, how are you?
Nicely. So glad you all are back.
Oh, thanks.
We miss you.
Sorry, we took a break last week for the 4th.
That's where you entitled to it. Listen, I have a young lady that has hepatitis C. Does the starting pack will help her?
Well, we actually have a hep battle plan, I think, don't we, Dave?
We absolutely do. Hepatitis battle plan, which does address hep C, and I suggest that you look at that before you make your decisions on what products to buy.
Okay. Well, the young lady is going to send me some material, so this way I can share it with her.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah, call in and either download it off the internet or call in and have customer service send you the hepatitis battle plan, because I'm sure that several of the products that are in
all there, 3 of the products in the basic nutrition pack are in the hepatitis battle plan, and 4 out of 5 of the products in the pyramid pack are in the hepatitis battle plan. And the other one won't hurt. It's just not in there.
Okay.
But it also gives you some suggestions of other foods to incorporate, foods to take out of the diet, other things like lifestyle suggestions.
Absolutely.
You've been on Livalong. I mean, she's been on, Livalong for a while, and it's not in the liver.
Oh, awesome.
She was smart to do that.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's great.
Yes.
Okay, are there any other questions? Thank you, Mary, for yours.
Yes, Dave.
Yes, I have a comment to do. It's Flory.
Hi, Flory.
Hey,
Flory. Hi, Dave. I totally love every single product, and I've been using faithfully probably almost for 2 years already, and I'm sharing with everybody, like the other lady that was in the call, the other member, I believe. I absolutely love it, and I never miss one class. Any Wednesday I have to short my day, you know, at work, and then if somebody wants to come and I said, you will see me with the earpiece because I have to listen to my nutrition class. So then kind of that makes more interesting for them. I have one former co-worker, she's hairstylist, so she had a horrible accident, could be maybe 7 months ago or so, and then precious lady, she had to do the second surgery. They have to put something, so on, and her leg, because somebody got into her and was her freeway. But then the other gentleman unfortunately messed around with that car and then with her life. Well, to make it short, she had to have, I think, 2 or 3 surgery in one of her legs. And then was coming her birthday, like, I don't know, a few months ago, and then she was not even working at the salon, and I said, what shall I bring her for birthday? And I sent it to, with one of her relatives, I sent one apothecary. And I never hear from her. You know, she had a baby. Meanwhile, she moved to L.A. Monday, she called me at the house, and she said that she's doing very well. She's returning back in the area in Carlsbad. And then she said, you know how much I enjoy that cherry. She said, I didn't have any inflammation in my leg. And so then I'm saving because I'm just almost done, and I didn't know where to find it.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I told her, I said, just take that number. It's in the bottle, and just call the company and just make a civic. So I didn't want to use any other product. I know Flori will give me the best one, and she absolutely loved it. So imagine the inflammation that she had after 2 surgeries.
Oh, right.
After such a horrible, horrible accident. And then the Apothe cherry was, it's helping her, you know, and then it's just, it's marvelous how every single little gift that we give around comes with such a great satisfaction that she's doing well, and then she's appreciating. So thank you so much, Dave and Amy, for having such a wonderful product and best work.
Oh, well, thank you. That's awesome. Really encouraging. Very, very encouraging.
Thank you, Flori. And by the way, we are having an event at the Oasis Retreat the final weekend in September for 20 cancer survivors, women cancer survivors. And it's going to be a wonderful, uplifting event sponsored by a nonprofit organization. We may have one or two spaces available for if you know someone who has been diagnosed with cancer in the last 5 years and has gone through some treatments or has not yet gone through treatment. They're all welcome. We need simply to know quickly who is interested to find out whether or not we have a place for them.
Yeah.
Flori, it would be really nice if you want to be on our volunteer staff when we go up there. They will be getting facials, manicures, pedicures, massages.
Yeah.
They will be pampered beyond belief and get lovely food and a lot of uplifting information as well. So we are very proud, Amy and I, to be part of that and to offer our property for that purpose. And Flori, it would be really nice if you would like to help us out that weekend.
Yes, I offered to you. Remember, I told that I will. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll talk about that then this coming week. And again,
yes.
Thank you for everything. Is there anybody else out there who has a question or a comment for Amy or myself?
Hey, good evening.
Hi.
Hey, you guys are talking about the coconut oil and... we do something really good. We take powdered cacao and mix it heavy in the coconut oil, mix it together with a little either agave nectar or honey, and it makes a wonderful, wonderful thing.
It's like fudge, huh?
Ooh,
absolutely.
I bet.
Try adding rice bran solubles to that, and you might be surprised because it'll emulsify it.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds good. I'm going to have to try that when I get home.
we also do ice cream. We try to make it healthy, and we use raw cacao and rice bran solubles with that.
Awesome. I've heard some people making some amazing ice creams with these ice cream makers you do at home.
Uh-huh.
And they've been using stuff like activated barley and rice bran and tart cherry and coconut oil.
Whoa.
And it's just phenomenal what they've been doing with it. I wish I had the time, but thank you. I bet that they can make chocolate ice cream to using it that way.
That's incredible. Thank you, too. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you. Well, I think we're pretty much run out of time, and thank you, Dave, for being on the phone with us again tonight, and thank you for all the valuable information that you shared. So. I think we're going to sign off tonight, and we will be back with you next week, same time, same place. And remember to re-access the call on the website, on the replay line, email it to friends and family, share it with anyone that you would like. And that is definitely our goal and desire here at Platinum Health Products, to share the word about health and education.
Absolutely. And as everybody, you know, as you close your eyes tonight, as you get up in the morning, as you're meditating or praying, as you're thinking about all the wonderful things that you have to be thankful for, I want you to keep a very special woman. She's close to Amy and I both. She has recently suffered a stroke, and she is in a home right now, or she's being taken care of by good people. But nonetheless, she's a little bit confused and a little bit scared, and she definitely could use everybody's thoughts and love. I know that Amy and I would both appreciate, that good positive energy coming out from all of you for her. And so, Amy, I think you know of whom I'm speaking. And so if we could just keep her in our thoughts, I would definitely appreciate it from all of you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody. And everybody, enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll be back with you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Good night, babe. Good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Keep praying for her now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay.